Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A Rogue River boat pilot became famous in the early 1900s, ferrying goods down the risky waterway from Grants Pass to the Oregon coast. In one of his more harrowing adventures, the pilot, John Aubrey, set off with a four-man crew and a dog from Grants Pass on May 13, 1916, to deliver an ore-crushing machine to the Blossom Bar gold mine near Gold Beach. The 3.5-ton machine was balanced on a homemade catamaran that the Rogue River Courier said resembled two Venetian gondolas strapped together. Aubrey said the 33-foot craft with a 9.5-foot beam was the largest ever to make the trip. The crew had volunteered in order to avoid the difficult overland route. A day spent navigating the Rogue River Falls was followed by a succession of thrills through whitewater rapids, narrow canyons, whirlpools, and killer rocks. At the mile-and-a-half-long Mule Creek Canyon, spectators lined the banks, some predicting the crew would not make it alive. The craft hit a rock, snapping the oars like matches, but Aubrey reached calm waters to the cheers of the canyon audience. After 6 days, another cheering crowd greeted the weary crew when they reached Blossom Bar. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempster, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.